The Ontario government announced Wednesday it is providing more than $8.7 million this year to support the operation of 30 hospital beds at Orillia Soldiers Memorial Hospital, OSMH. OSMH President and CEO Carmen Stumpo detailed the allocation, explaining the funding supports 10 acute care beds and 20 transitional care beds. Both are incredibly important, he said. While the 10 acute care beds are already in use, the $5.1 million associated with them represents new base funding. It's a permanent increase to the budget, Stumpo explained. It's a recurrent funding amount that will now come annually. The funding will help the hospital plan for the future and enable staff to provide consistent, reliable care. This is a very clear signal from this government of their support of the ongoing needs of our community, Stumpo said. We are really grateful for that. The 20 transitional care beds will receive a one-year funding extension. These beds are part of a program that places senior patients in local retirement facilities as they recover from illness or injury before returning home. We are confident that that funding will become permanent in time, Stumpo said. We are really grateful that it's been extended another year. He noted the hospital is operating over capacity as it contends with a seasonal surge of patients due to influenza, COVID-19, respiratory syncytial virus, and other illnesses. Each and every one of those beds is being used, and then some, he said. We have probably exceeded our capacity. We are at that maximum, and we know the community healthcare needs will continue to grow. While the funding is helping meet immediate needs, the hospital's limited space remains a challenge. Stumpo indicated discussions about a potential new hospital are ongoing but declined to provide further details. Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop emphasized the significance of the funding for the community. With the addition of these 30 new hospital beds, we are addressing critical capacity needs and ensuring that residents of Orillia and surrounding areas have access to timely, high-quality care, she said in a news release. This funding will ease pressure on our healthcare professionals, reduce wait times, and provide a higher standard of care for those who need it most. Deputy Premier and Minister of Health Sylvia Jones highlighted the province's broader efforts to strengthen Ontario's healthcare system. Our government is making historic investments in Ontario's hospitals to ensure people and families have access to fast and convenient care, where and when they need it, she said in a news release. This investment builds on our work to enhance capacity in our hospitals and will provide communities with the beds they need to deliver high-quality healthcare close to home for years to come.